U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed the latest economic growth figures, but he says more action is needed to get unemployed Americans back to work. The U.S. economy grew 2.4% in the second quarter of this year, but that's a slower pace than the previous 3 months. President Obama has toured car factories in Detroit, claiming his administration's bailout of the industry has saved 1 million jobs. The head of Coles says he doesn't think the coalition's paid parental leave scheme would push prices up for consumers. The government has argued the 1.7% levy on large businesses would be passed on to consumers. But the managing director of Coles, Ian McLeod, says the levy wouldn't have a major impact. A senior official in Beijing says that China has overtaken Japan to become the second biggest economy in the world. China's chief currency regulator made the claim on a government website, although he gave no new figures to support it. And to the market numbers, Wall Street finished the session fairly flat. The Dow Jones closed just 1 point lower. There were mixed results in Europe. London's FTSE finished more than 1% weaker, but the DAX made modest gains. And checking currencies, the Australian dollar is buying around 90 US cents.